Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome.
And here we are again, probably wet, but still smiling because it is the best in modern and contemporary jazz this evening on Manx Radio. It is Jumping In with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's show. And can you believe it? TT is here. The cabin hotel is up on the old prison site. Every spare field is full of tents. The Bushy's tent is back. And yes, there's still nowhere to park and the trams still don't reach the sea terminal. Good job the new sea terminal is ready in Liverpool. Well, nearly. Anyway, more importantly, we're off to Belgium for the Brussels Jazz Weekend,
an
annual trip where there are more concerts than you can shake a stick at, with almost every square, street, corner and venue resounding to the best of Belgian jazz. And best of all, it's free to see. We'll report back after TT. So, H, the big question of the week is, what will you be listening to while housebound at Kane Towers on the course, other than Radio TT, of course, and more importantly, have you warmed the barbie up, or is it still under the covers?
Actually, it's not under the covers. I had a barbecue only last week before summer finished, so I suspect I'll be putting it away for the winter again now that TT is approaching. Yeah, I'll probably be here most of the time in any case. Right, what have we got? We're going up north. Go-Go Penguin, a new live studio performance filmed in Manchester. We've got an artist in residence with Jason Moran, and some more sad news, I'm afraid. Cheerio to the great bass player, Pally Dennison.
And from me, well, we stick together, we get the boot, we're in the dark. And to start off, here's the J-Hi Lee Orchestra with Eight Letters from her new release, Infinite Connections. just leaves you there hanging in space. Eight Letters, a pre-release track from the fantastic J.Hi Lee Orchestra and their new album Infinite Connections, which is due out next week on the Motema label. We last heard from her with her Daring Mind, released back in 2021, and this time the composition takes us further into her journey into personal development, womanhood and life with its joys and tragedies, and fuses together traditional Korean rhythms with her intelligent, exciting score writing. The album was produced by J.Hi and Darcy James Argue, and it has her Top Flight 17-piece orchestra with guest appearances from Ambrose Akinbuzeri and snarky puppy percussionist Keita Ogawa. The track we just heard, Eight Letters, is taken from Korean astrology, and it represents the eight letters that everyone is assigned at birth that signify that person's fate. Lee tragically lost her grandmother quite recently, whose death unfortunately resulted in her mother becoming bedridden through grief, shock and stress, she says. Now that grief is mine. She said, I blame the misfortune on my mother's eight letters. There are unanswered questions and chaos. Well, hopefully this writing has provided some release from that chaos. The whole album brings her some resolution, but it's a fantastic album. We heard a great guitar solo from Alex Goodman and an equally impressive alto solo from Dave Pietro. Infinite Connections is out on Motema on the 31st of May.
Very nice. Two, it is jumping in, of course, with H and Chris, and some artist-in-residence work from the great pianist who is Jason Moran, a real sort of sometimes sails under the radar a little bit, even though he's our major Blue Note recording artist. Played a lot, of course, with Charles Lloyd over the years, numerous albums out under his own name, and played with a whole host of other A-listers on the modern scene. And ploughs a sort of fairly quirky, quite artistic, sometimes left of field path with his own music, quite often thematic as well, as it is indeed with this one, Artist in Residence, from a few years back, recorded in February of 2006 in Brooklyn, New York. He says, I approached this date as an opportunity to document the three commissioned works I composed the previous year, 2005. I assembled the same personnel who originated each work, and by the end of the sessions, it had taken on a life as its own, Artist in Residence, that is. Rather than presenting all the commissioned work in its entirety and original performance order, I've tried to do my usual cut splice to create an altogether new experience. We're going to hear a solo piano piece from the album, which is called, and don't do this just yet, He Puts on His Coat and Leaves. Thank you. Very pretty. I like that one. Solo piano, of course, Jason Moran at the keyboard. The rest of the album features some of his bandwagon group with Marvin Sewell guitar, Taras Martin bass, Nasheed Waits drums, and various other special guests, and has lots of sort of thematic themes throughout: Breakdown, Milestone, Refractions, Cradle Song. And also, maybe I'll play another one at some stage, a good mix, again, mixing in voice and some electronics in some tracks as well, in the track Art It's Ought to Be Willing. It's for piano and mini disc, playing the voice of Adrian Piper. And Refraction 1 by Jason Moran for piano and miscellaneous percussion, shakers, claves, toy cars and bells. Maybe I should play that at some stage as well. Interesting stuff, everyone a little vignette and very different in many ways. And as he says, the album is dedicated to artists and indeed the artistic process itself.
Now, indeed, it puts me in mind of a gig we went to. It was a support gig at the London Jazz Festival a number of years ago, if you remember. And the support was the BBC Young Jazz Musician who was playing a solo piano before the gig, and he had lots of toys. He told the audience, he encouraged them to switch their phones on. Do you remember this?
It vaguely rings a bell. Wasn't the one where he played from the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
He did. That's where he ended. He was just getting to the stage where it was getting so free and noises and squeaks and bangs, the audience were beginning to lose attention, and it morphed into an absolutely perfect version of Tales of Pure Imagination, which lovely. Anyway, now, it's always a pleasure to receive an email from Positone Records, whose releases are consistently swinging. And not only do they have great band leaders, but they deploy their fantastic house musicians to make up the rhythm sections. And speaking of rhythm, here's a track from the latest release from Vibes man Ben Gilech, and the album is called Stick Together, and this is Four of a Kind. Thank you. Yeah, if that doesn't get you moving, nothing will. Four of a kind from the infectiously swinging new release, Stick Together, from Vibes player Ben, and Ben is spelled B-E-H-N, unusual spelling, Gilech or Gilles, G-I-L-L-E-C-E. And what a band, Art Hirahara on piano and Fender Rhodes, great player and lots of releases under his own name, Boris Kozolov on the bass and Rudy Royston at the drums, and of course Ben on the vibes. Stick Together is out now.
It is, and terrific stuff. A real foot-tapper, that one. Slightly sadder news on the bass-playing front. And there's always, well, there's never a year goes by where we don't lose some greats, do we? And fairly recently we just heard that the wonderful bass player Palle Danielsson had passed away at the age of 77. A revered Swedish bass player, as Alan Shipton says in his piece in the Jazzwise obituary, inspired playing with Keith Jarrett's European Quartet and among other high-level groups, but also a sort of man who was perhaps far better known for being a sideman than as a leader in his own right. He says, Alan says, I first became aware of Palle playing on late night BBC Radio 3 with the Keith Jarrett European Quartet, and in August 1980, and the fullness of his tone, particularly in the lower register, yes, he had that fantastic sound, was the first thing that really caught the attention, yet his agility as a soloist across the whole range of the instrument was also remarkable, as was his intuitive bond with the late drummer Jon Christensen. I have to agree with all of that. I thought we could hear a little bit, very little, that he said really in comparison to all the sideman work he did, not that much under his own name. But I was listening to a lovely little piece of him online the other day called Tiramisu, which saw him playing with his own jazz quartet at Jazz Baltica in 2001. And here it is. Thank you. Yeah, lovely stuff from the Palle Danielsson Quartet. Palle Danielsson, like I said, we lost just sadly in the last week or two. Wonderful bass player, and well, who didn't he play with realistically over the years? If you look down the number of players he's been with, he's obviously famously played with Jan Garbarek, with the European Quartet, with Keith Jarrett, Steve Coon. He's also played with the likes of Lee Konitz, Albert Mangelsdorf on the sort of freer side of things, Colin Walcott as well, the great tabla player and multi-instrumentalist from Oregon, with Charles Lloyd on his Fish Out of Water album in the 1980s when Lloyd sort of came back from his sabbatical in Big Sur. He's with Thomas Stanko playing the music of Christoph Komeda in Latanya on ECM, Frederick Nuren, and then later on, wonderful set of albums he did with Peter Erskine on the drums and with John Taylor, the piano, yeah, for ECM. I think three albums he brought out there, a sort of John Taylor trio. But they, again, it was one of those very interactive trios. Wonderful sound, worth checking any of those out. In that particular case, as I said, live at Jazz Baltica 2001 with his own quartet. Would have been lovely to see Joachim Milder on tenor, Rita Markatuuli on the piano, Anders Kjellberg at the drums. And he'll be sadly missed, but lots of great music as a recorded legacy.
Absolutely, plenty to go out there, and lots of wonderful tributes if you do a bit of digging on the internet. Next for me, a new name on the scene, and it marks the debut release of trumpeter Julien Knowles, who was the trumpeter of the Herbie Hancock Institute of Jazz Class 2023 and was mentored during his time as a student by many greats, including Ambrose Akinbezeri, name coming up again, Terry Lynn Carrington, Herbie Hancock, Walter Smith III, and Wayne Shorter. Here's the boot, taken from As Many As One. Thank you. Fantastic stuff. Very, very good indeed. The Boot from trumpeter Julian Knowles' debut release, As Many as One. There is no title track, and he says the title is a concept inspired by a book on Zen Buddhism by Shunryu Suzuki entitled Zen Mind. Julian says, our body and mind are not two and not one. Our body and mind are both two and one. We usually think that if something is not one, it is more than one. If it is not singular, it is plural, but in actual experience, our life is not only plural, but also singular. Each one of us is both dependent and independent. Well, I hope that clarifies the matter for you. A great album, nonetheless, with a core quintet and the addition of a string quartet on certain tracks. He's definitely going to be one to watch out for. As Many as One is out now.
Coming out shortly, it will be the latest from Go-Go Penguin, who are live from the north, and it's actually a film set as well. From the North, a live studio performance filmed in Manchester, and this is Everything is Going to Be Okay.
Thank you.
a little bit just to finish off from me from Henri Texier's latest, An Indian's Life. And before that, Go Go Penguin from the North. It is a video, or at least it has been filmed, the whole thing, available as a film, a live studio performance filmed in Manchester, and celebrates both the old Granada studios in Manchester and also the great band at their peak, many might well say, playing. And they have been playing for a goodly number of years now, and decided we'd like to record there. We jumped at the chance, they say, to record a live session at the old Granada Studios, a building full of heritage in its own right.
Indeed, and in fact, Manchester Jazz Festival in itself has been a great thing, which is on at the moment, 17th to 26th, just not about to finish at the weekend. So last from me, it's about it for this week's show. As we said, we'll be back after TT, but we have got time for a track from Polish pianist and composer Pietro Wizul's Wee Band, and their 2020 release, Cavatina Session. This is Dark Matter. We'll see you for a petrol-centred speedy TT inside show next week. Bye for now.
Look out for those spikes.